गोपीजन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन जय व्रज जनरंजन जय व्रज जनरंजन जय यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना राती रावण चारी जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी ओ जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमती श्री वाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन संस्थापक का आचार्य बिबिडी संस्थापक आचार्य श्री वाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की जय निधाय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gaurang Gaur. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट नंबर 17 सीतात पत्रम जग्राह मुक्तादाम विभूषितम् रत्नदंडम गुणाकेशः प्रियः प्रियतमस्यः सीतात पत्रम जग्राह मुक्तादाम विभूषितम् रत्नदंडम गुणाकेशः प्रियः प्रियतमस्यः सीतात पत्रं जग्राह मुक्तादाम विभूषितम् रत्नदंडं गुणाकेशः प्रियः प्रियतमस्यः माता जी सीता सीत आतपत्रम सुदिंग अम्ब्रेला जग्राह टुकप मुक्ता दाम डेकोरेटेड विथ लेस एंड पोल्स विभूषितम एम्ब्रॉयडर्ड रत्नदंडम विथ हैंडल ऑफ ज्वेल्स गुड़ाकेशः अर्जुन The expert warrior or one who has conquered sleep. Priyah, most beloved. Priyatamasya, of the most beloved. Her, so he did. Translation and the purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. At that time, Arjuna, the great warrior and conqueror of sleep, who is the intimate friend of the most beloved Supreme Lord, took up an umbrella which had a handle of jewels and was embroidered with lace and pearls. Purport. Gold jewels, pearls, and valuable stones were used in the luxurious royal ceremonies. They are all nature's gift and are produced by the hills, oceans, etc. By the order of the Lord, when man does not waste his valuable time in producing unwanted things in the name of necessities, by so-called development of industrial enterprises, they are now using pots of gutta percha instead of metals like gold, silver, brass, and copper. They are using margarine instead of purified butter, and 1/4 of the city population has no shelter. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim patamaham vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram Paramananda Madhavam Asaduna Sadutadain Atinicho Chatakara Anamum Chakadachin Premnamat Kantavyaspura. Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas. So that I can repeat the words of great acharyas and the devotees whom I have heard and prayed. So this will be the repetitions of their words for my purification and the glorification of the Lord. So here it's a beautiful section of Lord departing from Hastinapur, and each and everyone in the Hastinapur is experiencing separation from him. And all the ladies, they were crying in separation. Each of the Pandavas, they are feeling separation from the Lord. And here, the most intimate friend of the Lord, Arjuna, is going along with the Lord holding an umbrella. And here, Sukadeva Goswami is using a very, Sukadeva Goswami is using the beautiful words describing Arjuna's qualities over here. Two words are used, Priya and Priyatamasya. So Priyatamasya is referred to the Lord. Lord is the most beloved. And in Sanskrit language, there are various categories. The affection is explained. So whenever tama comes, that means it is the highest level. Priya tamaha means there is nothing better than that. So Lord is beloved to each and every soul. Therefore the word is used here for Krishna, Priya tamaha. And therefore we could also see in previous few verses that others were also those who were not externally, they were having any love for the Lord. But the nature of the soul is to love Lord. And it is the most beloved object. Lord is the most beloved object for the soul. So that soul experiences separation from the Lord. So here Priyatama is used. And such means the Lord is beloved of everyone, each and every living entity, each and every soul. To that Lord, who is Priya? Arjuna is the Priya. Priya, Priyatamasya. So this is the relationship of Arjuna with the Lord. And another word Sudh Goswami has used is Gudakesha. Gudakesha means a conqueror. Prabhupada translated as a conqueror, the expert warrior and the conqueror of sleep. So recently I was asking few students, what are your favorite hobbies? And one of the student, he told that my favorite hobby is sleeping. Well, is that the hobby? Like, yes, that is my hobby. Hardly what we have seen, a person can sleep for like 12 hours, 13 hours, maximum 14 hours. And after that, he will toss and turn in the bed. Not more than that. But when I ask, is that the way? Means you keep lying on the bed and do turning and tossing like that. Well, no, I can sleep even 24 hours. If I sleep 9 p.m. now, today, I can get up next day 9 p.m. Guda Kesha, here, we all find difficulties conquering our sleep. And Guda Kesha means sleep is very dear to each one of us. So here Arjuna is described as a Guda Kesha, who has conquered sleep. And also it is also mean ignorance. In conditioned life, ignorance is also very dear to living entity. Because he can enjoy sense gratification in ignorance. Many times people fear knowledge. Why? Because agar knowledge aa gaya, to then you cannot do what you are supposed to, what you want to do. So Arjuna has conquered both the things, sleep, which is very dear to living entity, and as well as ignorance. And that is the reason that what is very dear to living entity, when he gives up, when he conquers those tendencies, he becomes dear to the Lord. And therefore, priya priya tamasya. So Arjuna is the most dear friend, intimate friend of Lord Krishna. And we have heard in Bhagavad Gita, yatra yogeshwara krishna yatra partha dhanurdhara tatra sri vijayo bhutir niti dhruva nitin mama. This combination, wherever there is Krishna as a sarthi, yatra yogeshwara, the Lord of the mystic, and wherever there is Dharundhari Arjuna, and yatra yogeshwara krishna yatra partha dhanurdhara, who is holding dhanushya in his hand, there all the victories, morality lies. What he is holding here? He is holding a umbrella, an umbrella over Lord's head. So there Arjuna is holding Gandiva, and that is the sign of victory. That is the sign of morality. Here Arjuna is holding, compared to Gandiva, holding an umbrella is not that great. Umbrella can be held by anyone. That activity can be done by anyone. But why Arjuna is holding here? That means he is not taking pride in holding Gandivas, but he is taking pride in holding umbrella also. That is service attitude. Giving up his pride. So, when someone has to serve the Lord, no matter what situation he is in, whether holding a Gandiva or holding a umbrella, one has to be ready. That is the nature of humility. And that is the nature of a devotee. And therefore, he is a priya. So, this is very beautifully explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that when Ramananda Rai came to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he explained about his relief from the Raj Seva, from the government job. And it was possible only by the mercy of King Pratap Rudra. So, and many of devotees like Sarvam Bhattacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, all they have tried their best to invoke emotions in the Lord Chaitanya's heart for King Pratap Rudra. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being sannyasi, was very strict not to meet, not to see even his face of Pratap Rudra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Virakta Sannyasi Ami Raj Darshan Sri Darshan Sama Vishera Bhakshan. Amar Nahi Raj Darshan. I cannot meet a king and ladies. Sri Darshan. If I indulge in this, that means Vishera Bhakshan. I am drinking poison. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says that Sarvabhauma kahe satya tomara vachan. Yes, you are right. But do you know who this king is? This king is Jagannatha Sevak Raja Bhaktottam. Sarva Bhaktottam. He is not ordinary king of who has indulging into Vishaya, who is just engaging in his sense gratification. Who is he? He is a Jagannath Sevak. He is the devotee of Lord Jagannath. Bhaktottama. And amongst that, he is the Shrestha. He is Uttam. But still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not ready to meet King Pratap Rudra. But when Ramananda Rai came and he glorified that how King was so happy that when I told him that I want to retire from government job, from the job what you have given to me. So he became really very happy. And even he said that the king has more affection to you than me, what I have for you. That time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revealed the secret. Prabhu kahe tumi Krishna bhakta pradan, toma ke ye priti kare sei bhagyavan. So, who is the most fortunate person? That has been described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that toma ke ye priti kare sei bhagyavan. That person is fortunate who loves you, who is very dear, or whom you are very dear. If you are dear to the king, then king is really very bhagyavan. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said that, are he is Jagannath Sevak. That time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not tell, oh, he is very bhagyavan. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said he is bhaktottam. That time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't say he is very bhagyavan. But here when Ramananda Rai described that how much love he showered upon me and how much he was affectionate, how he was not envious towards me, that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Toma se priti kare se bhagyavan. Therefore, he is very fortunate. And what that bhagya leads, Toma ke ye yat priti hoila rajar, ye gune Krishna tare karibo angikar. And because of this, Krishna karibe angikar means who will accept him? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, who is a Krishna. Because he has shown affection to you, sei yat priti hoila. And Krishna karibe angikar. And there now, that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted King Pratap Rudra as his intimate associate. So, priya, priya tamasya sa. So, here, Arjuna is also displaying the same quality. So, in one of the class, His Holiness Ratana Swami Maharaj was explaining that why Krishna became Arjuna's sarthi? So, while explaining that, he said, because Arjuna had the mood of Das Dasanu Das. And therefore, Krishna wanted to become Das Das Dasanu Das. Therefore, he accepted Arjuna's Sarathya or Arjuna's chariot driver. How Arjuna was Das Dasanu Das? He said that Yudhishthir Maharaj was Krishna's servant. And Arjuna was Yudhishthir Maharaj's servant. So Arjuna had that mood being the servant of Yudhishthir Maharaj. He accepted. So Krishna wanted to become his servant. And that is the mood of the Lord. That he wanted to display Das, Das, Dasanu Das. And therefore, Arjuna is dear to the Lord because he has that mood of Das, Dasanu Das. And for that reason, Lord Krishna gave up his position of Lakshminath to become Parthasarathi. A chariot driver of Arjuna. So here, another beautiful quality of Arjuna comes out is of humility. It is easier to be humble when you are failed in certain things or something goes wrong with you. That time you can understand, you can feel that humiliation. And when humiliation happens, definitely one becomes humble. But it is very difficult to be humble when sometime or when we are successful in certain attempts, in certain achievements. As long as we don't have anything with us, you know, we can be humble. But as soon as we get something, to pose something, to show something, that time to remain humble is a big challenge. And I read one very beautiful incident of from Journey Home. When His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, as a reacher, he went to take darshan in Pashupatinath. So that time, the guards, seeing him westerner, did not allow him to enter into the sanctum or in the altar of the Lord. So he was also very determined to have a darshan. So he went outside and he applied ashes on his body. And then he tried entering into the temple. So now the same guard who was throwing him out, who did not allow him to enter, he hold him and brought closer to the altar so that he could see everything what is happening over there. And there Maharaj writes that I don't know whether that guard recognized me or not. He might have recognized. But how come I was allowed? Actually, he was successful in his attempt of taking darshan. But what he writes over there is that I don't know whether he recognized me or not. I think he recognized me. But still, he allowed me to take darshan. I defied the laws of human being, means whatever laws were set, I defied that. And I was successful. But he writes there, beautiful line that, actually it was the causeless mercy of the Lord. Although I am unqualified to have his darshan, he allowed me by some way to reach there. He allowed me to pray there. This is all mercy of the Lord that I could have a darshan. He did not say, see how I tricked and how I was successful. He did not have had that emotion. But what he writes over there that it is my gratitude towards the Lord. So this is the humility when we are successful. And that is the nature of the real devotee. Whether it is success or whether it is failure, he remains humble. So here Arjuna is successful in his attempt. He has become a victorious king. A hero of Kurukshetra battle. But he is not hesitating to hold an umbrella over Lord. He is not saying someone to Arjuna, you come and do this. He himself is going ahead with the Lord, holding that umbrella. And holding umbrella, isn't it, that is the service attitude, you know. Service attitude means Lord is in the center. And when we have a pride that I am in the center. And we hear about Duryodhan. He did not allow umbrella to be over his head. Because he thinks, how can someone be over me? That was his pride. And holding umbrella for someone is the lowest thing. You will never find that a king is holding umbrella for someone. A very low profile person is asked, okay, chalo yaar, you cannot do anything, you carry. But Arjuna is holding that because of that service attitude. And this is the wonderful quality a devotee has, is a service attitude. So, I'll just take ahead about, we'll discuss about this service attitude. The favorable attitude in devotional service and unfavorable attitude in the devotional service. So, whatever time we have with us, so we'll discuss on this two, favorable and unfavorable attitude. What is that favorable attitude in progressing in devotional service, and what is unfavorable attitude in devotional service? So in third canto, this is very nicely explained in the episode of Kardamuni and Devhuti. So Lord Brahmaji, he gave instructions to Kardamuni to create progeny. And Kardamuni, beautifully following those instructions, perform austerities, give birth to the progeny. He had 9 daughters. And now, Lord Kapila had taken shelter of Devuti's womb. Now, Lord is going to appear. So, all the devtas, they have arrived on the scene. They were glorifying. And Lord Brahma also came over there. When Lord Brahma came, he started glorifying Kardamuni. So, Brahma uvacha, toyame apachitastatah kalpita nirvelikatah yanmen jangraha sanjangrahe vakyam bhavan manada manadan manayan manada manayan. So, while glorifying Kardamuni, Brahmaji is, and Prabhupada also very beautifully describe in this purport that what is service attitude? why one should have that service attitude? How to develop that service attitude? Very beautifully explained by Prabhupada. And who is qualified to develop that? So when Brahmaji says that, Tvaya me apachitastatah. So Prabhupada writes here that Lord Brahma said that, my dear son, Kardama, what is service attitude? Since you have completely accepted my instructions, so you have followed my instructions sincerely without cheating. So the service attitude is following the instructions given by the spiritual master or the superiors without bringing our ego while following the instruction. So, Tvaya me apachitastatah, you have followed those instructions sincerely and without cheating, without having any other motives, you have followed that. And why we should follow these instructions? Why we should have service attitude that Prabhupada writes? Why we should have service attitude to overcome the four defects what living entity have? And amongst those four defects, the most prominent one is cheating. So Prabhupada writes that one should develop service attitude to overcome cheating propensity. So this is the nature of a devotee to develop, to have service attitude. And this is the only way to overcome cheating propensity that Prabhupada writes. Following the instruction of the spiritual master in toto or word to word generally. So, kalpita nirvelikataha. Nirvelikata here Prabhupada translate as without duplicity. So you have followed it without cheating it. Then how to develop that is been described by Brahmaji himself. And in next verse also he talks about that. So the first way how we develop this service attitude is first is nirvelikataha, without duplicity. Keeping aside one's false ego with great simplicity and respect and honoring the words and respecting the words of spiritual master. So when I say I respect my spiritual master, is not in the position or not in the posture we show. The honoring the spiritual master is said here, or respecting the spiritual master is following his words. So that is the meaning of respecting a spiritual master or respecting the superior. And in the next shloka, and therefore Brahmaji says here that yanme sanjangrahe vakya, vakya you have followed, bhavan manadah manayan. And therefore, because you have respected me by following these instructions, you are deserving to receive respect from me. Manadah. I am giving you respect. Manadah means one who is honored. Because you have followed without duplicity all these instructions, keeping your ego aside. And then he says that etavat eva shushrushah karya pitari putrakai badam iti anumanyeta gauravena gururvachah. So the first thing is how to develop is the without duplicity. The second one he talks here about badam iti mannet. Badam iti mannet. Badam basically means yes, yes sir. Prabhupada translate. And badam is also explained when Brahmaji and Lord Krishna, Brahmaji was given the service of creation. So that time also this word is used. Brahmaji says yes sir to Krishna. So here, Brahmaji is using the same word for Kardam Rishi, Badam. Iti Anumanyeta. Anumanyet means you have followed. Anu means following. So Badam Iti Manyeta. So here also, in same mood what Brahmaji had. Now same mood is been displayed by Kardam Muni. That is Parampara. What Guru is showing, the same mood a disciple is showing. Badam iti mannet. So the second thing what you did is that etavat eva shushrusha. Yes, sir. And Prabhupada writes, without argument, you followed that instructions. So when one's intelligence comes in picture, so there we offer so many arguments. What to be done, what not to be done. But here, Prabhupada's purport for these two shlokas are amazing. So, and a very heavy statement he writes over there that putraka means sons. It is also sons or the disciples. Prabhupada translates like this. So, sons or disciples are supposed to follow the instructions of the father or the spiritual master. So, in this case, Brahmaji is also spiritual master and father for Kardam Muni. A disciple needs to follow the instructions. And if disciples say, I cannot do this, that means he has fallen. Prabhupada writes. So quite heavy, you know. And if we argue, why shall I do it? So disciple cannot say, I cannot do this. And that is the mood of Prabhupada also, that he was told, preach in English language, mayhem task. Disciple can try, but cannot say, I cannot do it. Prabhupada said, I was trying to fulfill the desires of my spiritual master. So, Shushrusha. So he served. So the second way of developing that service attitude is without argument. And third thing Prabhupada's right is without hesitation. So following the instructions without duplicity, without hesitation, and without argument. This is how we develop service attitude towards the Lord. And when somebody performs service like this, so Lord is ready. Lord Kapila, means Lord was shedding tears seeing the devotional service of Kardam Muni. And Lord was ready to appear in his dynasty. And he appeared as a Kapila. And exactly, we can see that, how Prabhupada also followed, and those who followed Prabhupada's instructions. And when the Chaitanya Charitamrita states, or Chaitanya Charitamrita was, Prabhupada wanted to print in within 2 months. So there were many back and forth, but all the devotees, as soon as Prabhupada said, within 2 months, you should publish all the volumes. They said impossible. Prabhupada said impossible is the word in the Fool's Dictionary. And immediately they did not go ahead. Morning walk was happening. So the devotees, they did not go ahead. They immediately stopped. They took U-turn, went back to the temple. They calculated what need to be done, what not to be done, what they needed. And within 2 months, they brought out Chaitanya Charitamrita. And when they presented in Mayapur, Prabhupada replied, whoever was involved in this project, they will go back home back to got it. So that is the service attitude. And exactly opposite to service attitude is offensive attitude. And we see in the life of another great sage is Saubari Muni. Saubari Muni, he is also a great sage who Kardam Muni created aerial mansion. Saubari Muni created
opulences where King Mandata felt envious or he felt humbled. He was the king of whole planet, all seven islands. Seeing the opulences of Saubari Muni, he felt humbled. His pride was shattered. It is written in the Bhagavata. So such greatness he had. He multiplied himself in 50 forms. Such a great power he had. But what happened in his life was interesting. That he was performing harder tapasya than Kardam Muni. He was underwater. Actually, he was sitting on the bank of the Bindusar lake. But Kardam Muni was sitting underwater performing tapasya. What he did in his interaction, instead of receiving instruction from a superior like Garuda is superior in his devotion to the Lord. But Saubari Muni instructed Garuda not to enter this lake. So the story is like Kaliya was taking away all the offerings which was supposed to be which it was meant for Garuda. And Garuda and Kaliya had fight. So Kaliya had to come to Yamuna River. For what purpose? So that there Garuda cannot come. He was cursed. If he comes over there, he will be dead. So therefore Kaliya had taken the shelter of Yamuna water. And the story is that Saubari Muni had cursed, instructed Garudji not to come over there. So what happened for this? Instead of receiving instruction, he gave instruction to protect fishes in the water. He stopped Garuda's service or Garuda's happiness. And not only that, moreover, he gave a curse to Garuda. And the result of that, what happened? For whom he was taking that protective armor or becoming a shield for those fishes became cause for him to get entangled in material enjoyment. Those fishes were the cause for his entanglement in the sense gratification. So whom he was trying to protect, that very thing became cause for his falling down or going astray from the devotional practice or the perfection, from achieving perfection. So there are five elements over there that how this thing takes place. So here, he also says, Saubari Muni, because I was in the association. So by providence, people come together and they get association of people around each other. And that association may affect. So here, Saubari Muni was all alone underwater, but in the association of the fishes. And because that association, what happens most of the time, we develop affection with whom we live. So association, naturally there is interactions, there are liking, disliking. And where there are more liking, so you develop more affection towards in that association. And that association leads to attachment. That affection. Association leads to affection and affection leads to attachment. So that's good. If attachment is there, but in that attachment, if we lose our discrimination to decide what is right, what is wrong. And that is what happened with Saubhani Muni. He lost that discrimination out of that attachment. He did not understand who is Garuda and what is the position of the fishes. And in that loss of discrimination, the fourth stage, he thought that whatever he is doing is right. That arrogance. Whatever he is trying to do is right. And what he did? He cursed Garuda. And that laid, that offensive mentality diverted him from his perfection. So a devotee is anukulasya sankalpa pratikulasya varjanam. Accepting a favorable and rejecting unfavorable. So as when we want to progress in devotional service, so we need to develop a service attitude and avoid this offensive mentality, which can divert us. And so, and when Krishna, when he sees that there is this offensive mentality, so either what he does is that either he, to that offensive devotee, he gives lot of material desires. Or he directly, like in some cases, he directly punishes that person, like Amogha. And he got, when he offended, or there are many such cases. So in some cases, most of the cases, this will happen, that because of offenses, your material desires will increase. And those material desires will not allow you to practice Krishna consciousness peacefully. For us, that is very instructive. And even if you took that decision to curse Garuda, what happened with Saubhani Muni is that he got entangled and he could not even protect fishes. He cursed so that he can protect fishes. What happened? Kaliya came and Kaliya destroyed that whole lake. No fishes, no other animal, no other aquatics could survive there. That was the position when we sometimes whimsical decisions are taken or whimsical things are done in devotional service. So here Arjuna is having that service attitude, whether Gandiva or whether Ratna Danda, whether holding umbrella, it is in the service of the Lord. No matter what is my position or what I have achieved, where I have failed. He could not save his sons. He was failure there. So in both the situation, devotee maintains his mood to serve the Lord, serve the devotees. And that is what this whole section is all about. So I'd like to stop here. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. If anyone has any question, you can ask me personally. Thank you. Hare Krishna.